Countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing you expert analysis on what the new cap deal means for you and your farm payments.
Tomorrow is the All-Ireland Hurling Final between Cork and Limerick. But if you're not from either of these two counties or don't have a particular affiliation with them, it can be challenging to know which team to root for. Should I wear red? Should I wear green? Well, to help us neutrals to decide which jersey to wear on Sunday, a hurling superfan from each county is going to tell us why we should be cheering for their side. From Cork, we have Arthur O'Leary. Morning, Arthur.
Good morning, Brenda. It is Arthur O'Shea.
What did I say? Oh, do you know what, O'Leary? Every time I think of Cork, I think O'Leary, because my mother's an O'Leary.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Arthur O'Shea, say it proud. And from Limerick, we have Mary Lenehan. Good morning, Mary.
Hello, Brenda. How are you? Oh. Where's Limerick? Yoo-hoo, calm down,
love. I'll tell you, if they weren't awake, they're awake now. Tell me, Arthur, first of all, what part of Cork are you from? What club are you associated with? How excited are you all tomorrow?
We are over the moon. We have actually two players on the team tomorrow, and they're brothers. The goalkeeper, Pat Collins, it's Ballinhassig is the club. It's in southeast Cork. And his brother is actually the sub-goalie, so it's a very, very unique day tomorrow. We also have a member of the minor team this evening as well. We're actually going for a clean sweep of All-Irelands this weekend, Brenda. You do know that.
I do know that, Arthur.
Yes.
I mightn't get your name correct, but I do know that. And Mary, tell me a little bit about yourself. What's your club? Where are you from?
Well, I am from West Limerick, a place called Shenagolden.
I know.
And my club is still sinners, but we don't have a hurling team. But my late father came from Cork Kilfinny, and they are a hurling team, and we're all into hurling here in West Limerick. I'd be a supporter, one of the main supporters for the hurling in Limerick, to be honest with you. I've followed it for years.
And have you ever missed a match, Mary?
No, I've never missed a match, and by God, I have no ticket for today, for tomorrow. And so hopefully there's somebody listening out there will give me a ticket. It'd be like the lotto.
It would be that. Now listen, you both have a minute to convince all us neutrals to follow either Cork or Limerick. So Arthur, I'm going to go first. Somebody even gave me a little bell here. I don't know how that happened, but we do have a clock. You've got a minute, Arthur. Why should we support Cork tomorrow? Go for it.
Well, Brenda, number one, first and foremost, Liam McCarthy is originally from Cork, as you know. So the Cup is coming back to his home tomorrow. Tomorrow is also the 99th anniversary of the greatest rebel of all, Michael Collins. So he was ambushed. We plan to do an ambush tomorrow. I can give you a bit of a ditty. The ditty says it's the All-Ireland final. We've made it at last. We're off to Croke Park to get Liam back fast. We'll hang up our flags. We'll paint the town red. We don't stand a chance, the Limerick crowd said. Our captain is Horgan, as Hoggy he's known. His free-taking skills are a joy to behold. So good luck to Kieran Kingston and his backroom crew. And next Sunday we'll be shouting, Rebels are boo!
Oh, Arthur, well done. You have us all shouting and roaring from the sideline. Mary, can you beat that? Can you get us all supporting Limerick?
Oh, jeez, I hope so.
I hope so, too.
I hope so.
Well, from the heart, Mary, from the heart. You've got a minute. Go for it.
Right. I believe you should support Limerick the hurlers, because like they're just a brilliant team. They're brilliant supporters. Most basically because of the fun and the crack that we have in the championship. Like, every town and village in Limerick are behind the Limerick hurlers. We are just, you meet everybody in the street. They've given everybody such a lift in this climate times. Like, I'm a healthcare worker, and I see I go into every house, and we do it. It's just fantastic. Like, it's great that we're beating Cork, because in the border of counties, it is just magic. So, and I see there that we have Nicky Quaid and goals. Like, go back in Nicky's history. It's like his father wasn't goals for Limerick. Like, Seamus Flanagan, Geoffrey Fiona, Castle Mahan, they're just brilliant. Kyle Hayes, just fantastic. The goal that he scored in the Munster final there against Tipperary. Watch out, Cock. That Kyle Hayes will be on the
pitches over, pitches over, Mary, pitches over. That was amazing. That was amazing. I'm out of breath listening to the two of you. Well, look, it's all on. What would you say? It starts tomorrow at 3:30. I know there'll be coverage all over RT Sport, and of course on the television as well. Arthur, will you wish Mary good luck, please?
I would wish her good luck, but I'd say they're after having 2 out of 3 now, so maybe they might give us a loan to the cup for this year, you know.
And Mary, could you please offer Arthur the same kindness?
Yes, I will. Arthur, I wish you the best of luck. But come here. We have 30 All-Irelands in the bag, right? We only have 9. I don't think anyone cup will begrudge us this All-Ireland. Because we have 9.
Well, listen, red or green or red, I hope Mary and Arthur have helped you make up your mind. Thanks to both of you. The final, of course, tomorrow at 3:30. The best of luck, guys. Take care. Thank you, Arthur. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.